Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, you are here in the limelight with Clarissa Burt in New York City, and I took a red eye last night to get here. And anybody that knows me well enough knows that in the last month, I've been in about 19 different cities. And in the last week, twice to Sedona, where I went to meet some friends of mine. So if I don't sound my own spiffy self, there's a reason for that. And that's because this red eye just decimated me. I mean, I was in Cincinnati this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then changed planes, and then I got into LaGuardia at 7 in the morning, and then it took me 2 hours to get into the city from there. Anyway, I'm here, and that's the most important thing. And as usual, I always bring super influencers that are doing really extraordinary things in their field. And I absolutely am so thrilled to bring you something that I knew nothing about in the wellness realm. And I learned something new last week, and it was really, really cool. So I wanted to hello there and welcome. I wanted to introduce them right away, and they are, again, up in Sedona, and they're doing something completely different than what they originally had set out to do in life. Olivia was in the entertainment industry, is extremely beautiful and very, very successful actress, and Dr. Lee Griffith is a board-certified anesthesiologist and works also in pain management. And then they met and they decided that they were going to do this other really thing called Tachyon Wellness, or Tachyon Living. And so I'm going to have them come on and tell us a little bit more about that. It's kind of cool, you guys. It really is something I think you should take a deeper dive into if you don't know about it. So welcome to the show, Lee and Olivia.
Thank you, Clarissa.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, okay, guys. So obviously, you know that we met through our a mutual friend, Jody Wilson, and I drove up to Sedona last week, and I got, I don't know if I'm going to say I got tachified or I got tachyoned. I'm not quite sure which one I'm going to use, but I did.
Tachyonized is what we call it.
There you are. Tachyonized. Okay. So there you go. And why don't you go ahead, Olivia, and explain what that is?
So I'm going to let Lee explain that. He's got more of the scientific mind, and then I'll explain a little bit more about kind of an experience, if that's okay.
That's perfect. Okay, Lee, Dr. Lee, it's all yours.
Yes. So tachyonized energy comes from quantum physics, and this is in the realm of matter that moves at faster than the speed of light. So there's some energy or zero field energy sources that there's a large amount of research looking into this form of energy because it's universal and unlimited. Mm-hmm. The highest product of that energy source is called tachyon energy. Mm-hmm. And once tachyons are formed, these particles are faster than the speed of light. And then when they come into the three-dimensional world that we live in, then they can be anything and everything and anywhere at the same time. Mm-hmm. And when they're focused on a client, it allows a client to have remarkable healing in physical, emotional, spiritual matters that the patient or the client wants to work on at that day.
Right. So I was escorted into a beautiful room with beautiful low lighting. Why don't you go ahead and explain what the room is, what a patient or client, as you call them, will experience while they're in there, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like.
So in each room that we have, which we call the Tachyon Chambers, we have a heavy concentration of the tachyon energy and everything down to the paint particles on the walls. So we've infused all the paint with tachyon particles. So mm-hmm. everything in there is highly infused, and so it creates this really strong tachyon field. So mm-hmm. whenever you go into the room and we set you up in a chair, and we have some beautiful pictures online if anybody wants to see what that looks like. But right. once we set the client up in the chair, we lean them all the way back, and they kind of just go on this magical ride of relaxation, healing, and every experience for each client is different. But I have yet to hear a single person come out and say that they did not feel anything. Everyone has had some sort of good, relaxing experience while in the tachyon chamber.
Right. And I'd like to, to your point, I always point someone while we're talking to the website. So let me do that right now. It's tachyonwellnesssedona.com. And I'm going to spell tachyon, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N, wellnesssedona.com. And if you don't know Sedona, everybody, you need to out in Arizona. It's about a 2-hour drive from Phoenix, where I live. And it is, I think it should be considered the, you know, 9th or 10th wonder of the world for sure, because it's one of the most beautiful places, I think, on the planet. And I think you'd agree with me if you ever saw pictures or you went there in person. So, okay, you guys. So the room is beautiful and the experience is fabulous, but why would someone want to, what are they experiencing in their life that would want to drive them into the chamber? Let me say that way.
Honestly, it can be the desire to heal anything, emotional, spiritual, mental, or physical. There's been a lot of people who've experienced great pain relief from the chambers if they go in with a specific ailment that's going on at that time. People who are experiencing, we've had tremendous success with people who are addicts, who feel like they need to change their relationships with the substance that they're using. And tachyon energy, it infuses physical matter with spiritual light. So the possibilities of the healing in one of the chambers is really endless. And I recommend it for anybody who's dealing with any kind of problem, or if they just want to go and have a general healing because it's that time.
Right. And the symptoms, let's call them symptoms for lack of a better word, could be anything from exhaustion, confusion, distraction, dizziness, tingling, digestive issues, heart palpitations. I mean, there's a plethora of things that the tachyon energy can benefit. But I was really surprised to see things like even for burning sensations that you may have, or even for tumor growth and cancer.
Yes, we have not had experience with that in our chamber as of yet. But if you look at some of the claims
data
online at different chambers, yes. And the concept with that as a Western doctor is we as Western doctors can only do certain things to make someone's body respond.
Right.
So if you think even of a medicine or even chemotherapy just kills things, and you hope that the chemotherapy kills the tumor faster than it kills the rest of the cells of the patient's body.
Right.
Tachyon is working at a different level. Tachyon is actually trying to put positive energy into the body so the body can heal itself.
Right.
So
exactly.
If we had a pill for this would be a $100 billion pill per year in the pharmaceutical industry, because it's literally having the patient's body fix itself.
Right. So why don't you explain what the actual, I call it a room, Olivia, you call it a chamber, what it looks like when you walk in, what's the feel?
Well, we have two different rooms. One of them is a deep turquoise, and we call that our tranquility room. And we have another room, which is a deep purple. And the room itself has a very comfortable recliner in the center of the room, and it is surrounded by six gigantic crystal balls that are infused with tachyonized energy. So that is the other thing, that the other big component of this is there is a gigantic pyramid hanging above the chair that would be directly above the client's solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. And what is the benefit of the pyramid over one's head?
Well, the pyramid actually serves as an energetic point of energy. So I don't know if the listeners are that used to seeing, you know, pyramids and spiritual stores and things, but they tend to be a great source of energy. You know, the ancient Egyptians believed that the pyramids could do so much for someone's overall well-being. And so it's just another way to concentrate that energy.
Yeah, I had often contemplated getting one of the larger ones from my living room, you know, the kind of one that sort of like takes over your living room, but they were rather costly. And so I was really pleasantly surprised when I went into the chamber and sat in this gorgeous, beautiful, reclining leather plushy chair. And isn't the blanket also that you cover one with, isn't that also infused with tachyon energy?
Yes, there is a blanket above client that is tachyonized, as well as there is a tachyonized piece underneath the client. So you have tachyonized, concentrated tachyonized energy above and below you.
Wow.
Also, the eye masks have been tachyonized. Mm-hmm. And then you're encased or encircled in a very highly tachyonized room.
Right.
Therefore, all these things together add up to a very highly concentrated, tachyonized event.
And I was really surprised to find also, and Olivia mentioned it before, that even the paint on the walls, because I was standing outside the room speaking with Jody, I saw a little packet of lovely, beautiful white, I don't want to call it shiny, but it was certainly luminous, if you will, powder kind of stuff. And it almost looked like something that you might put in cosmetics. You know, I make my own cosmetics a lot. And I was really drawn to it and very curious about what that was. And when I read that it actually went into the paint that you put on the walls, I mean, how much better does it get than that, right? Anyway, that's how quickly that first segment goes, everybody. But I told you I'm going to bring you the best of the best. And when I bring in Dr. Lee Griffith and his wife, Olivia, we are bringing in some of the top, I'm telling you, when you're talking about tachyon wellness. So again, tachyon wellness, Sedona.com. We're going to be back and talk to them. We've got a bunch more questions I want to ask. But you know what to do. Don't go away, because we're going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Everybody, you are back in the limelight. We are with Dr. Lee Griffith and his beautiful shaman wife, by the way. We haven't touched upon that, Olivia Hart Griffith. And I want to give a shout out to A-Rod down in Phoenix, Arizona, like I always do every week, because he makes me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am. So there you go, A-Rod. There's your shout out. We now are going to get into a couple of different questions now that I haven't asked yet. And that is, I love this, my session. I want everybody to come up to Sedona. You're right there on State Route 89A. You're in Suite 1 at 2855. We'll get into that at the end of the show. You have two chambers up there. We love tachyon energy. How often should we be doing a session there? Can you overdo a good thing?
No, you definitely can't overdo it. The frequency is going to be dependent on each client. Personally, I try to get in the chamber as much as possible because there's always something you can work on, or when you get comfortable working with this energy, you can even ask questions and work on different processes in your life while in the chamber.
Right. Now, before I went into the chamber, I was instructed to go in setting an intention for that session, an intention for an outcome that I would like to see happen in my life. So how many people do you think really come out and their intention is, fulfilled or granted?
From my experience, I would say a high percentage of people come out, especially people who are needing pain relief, come out feeling a lot better. Mm-hmm. And also people who go in with an intention tend to come out and things resolve themselves within a week or two. I mean, mm-hmm. the tachyon energy, once it's purifying you, you continue to detox and continue to have these experiences even after your session. So it's pretty amazing what can resolve itself in a week after a session.
Right. There's also, I think I've heard along the way as I've been doing my research as well, that tachyon really promotes spiritual development. And it can help open up the third eye. We hear so much about the third eye, and a lot of people are kind of leery about going toward work or energetic work on the third eye, because there's so much stuff out there about how it can kind of go wrong and awry. And so what are your thoughts about that?
I think it's a great way to help open your third eye. I don't think there's anything to be afraid of when it comes to opening that up, as long as you're doing it with pure intentions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people that get involved in some things that are not of the purest intentions. And I think that's right. Where you really have to look out. And if you're ready to open that up and you're going to focus on opening that up, you have to be a pretty healed individual.
Right. So are you saying be careful what you ask for, because and how you ask for it and what you're asking for?
I would be sure that when you go in, you're ready for what you are asking to heal.
Yeah.
Because
and the
I
other
think
thing
sometimes
that,
when we're not, it won't happen.
Right. Yeah, for sure. This is really also good for, and then I'll talk to you about my experience in a second, but it's good for anxiety, for ADD, ADHD, autism, good for circulation, helps release pain, as we said before, and deepening the quality of sleep. How many people do I know, and I'm sure you do too, that really, for them, sleep is a challenge? And one of the first things that happened to me when I got there into the chamber, I mean, I think I was out within the first 7 minutes. I was out. I mean, I was awake, but really in this really deeply relaxed, beautiful state.
Yeah, that happens. It's almost universal. The first 1 to 2 times in the chamber, most people go to sleep and are in a very deep level of sleep, and it's a very restful sleep.
Right.
The the interesting component of the chambers and tachyon energy in itself, you can be asleep and it's still working on you and still healing you. Mm-hmm. So some people worry that they have to stay awake and keep the focus on their intention. And if they fall asleep, then it's not going to work.
Well, I think one of the
first, it doesn't work like that.
Right. We've mentioned that, you know, you put something over our eyes, right? There's that, and you said that's tachyonized. We didn't mention that there are headphones as well and that there's music. So what kind of music is specialized? Is there something going on? Or is there some subliminal sort of track that's happening while we're listening to the gorgeous music that is in those earphones?
It's just a simple, light, meditative music. There's nothing really to it other than the headphones are noise canceling. So mm-hmm. you are able to stay in that very relaxed and state and nothing is going to disturb you. Mm-hmm. And we also didn't mention that there are power rods that you can hold in your hands during the session
yes.
as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
that's
it's
right.
Very
and what do they do, Olivia?
We had an open house, and the people that came in and held the power rods in their hands were astounded by the energy that they could feel from just doing that.
Just doing that, right. So what was it that one day how did you come to learn about tachyon, and then how did the two of you sort of, you know, come together, sit together, have a conversation, say, okay, this is going to be what we're going to do now. We're going to go open up a tachyon center in Sedona.
Well, it started because I was working a lot in my shamanic practice, and I really was guided to find something that could help me clear, because the prototypical shamanic practice was, and what we had been taught, was not enough to clear me after the amount of sessions I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I was guided to look for a healing chamber. And at first I kind of thought, well, is that a sauna? Like, I have never heard of a healing mm-hmm. chamber before. So I started researching it and I found tachyon. And it was interesting because Einstein was actually studying tachyon when he died. Mm-hmm. So I thought, wow, well, there might be something to this. So mm-hmm. I read some reviews online, and even if I was a little bit skeptical, I felt guided to do it. So I went and tried a session and was just blown away.
Yeah. Lee, did you need any arm twisting?
No, not at all. No, I got interested in it when she started researching it. And then once I experienced it, I knew this was something that we wanted to help other people with.
Right.
And we came up with the idea of opening a center, but we thought that would be years from now. And about February of this year, I stepped out of the shower and I just told Olivia, we have to open up a chamber in Sedona. It needs to be done to help people. And
that's
then
one
now,
of those things that happen in a shower.
Yeah.
People
3 months later, we have one
showers.
Opened.
Yeah, that's incredible. Because I remember Jody telling me about it just, you know, hey, and, you know, a couple of months ago. And next thing you turn around, she goes, we're ready. When are you coming up? And I'm really glad that I did again, because it's so relaxing. You know, and I felt rejuvenated when I came out. And you know that when I went in there, I don't know if you remember that I was telling you about my shoulder was hurting. You know, so for some reason I was having this pain in my shoulder, which was really odd. Well, I mean, given my age, I guess it's not so odd, but still, it was new to me. And it was there for about a week, you know, this odd, you know, disease, if you will, in my, I don't know if it's arthritis or whatever. But I came out, you know, within a day, it disappeared. So I'm going to say that was the work of tachyon. What else would you like us to know? We're almost in closing. We've got another couple of minutes, but what else is it that we haven't touched upon that people really need to know about tachyon?
Well, I just want to say that Lee's right when he says, you know, this all happened the way it did because we were very, very supported in doing this. If you call it Great Spirit, if you call it God, if you call it the universe, whatever resonates with you, we were very supported by that. So right. That is how everything happened so fast. And it was ultimately truly a calling for us. And our hearts are in it. We're doing this to help people. And we just hope that everyone will come out and give it a chance.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to give the website. Why don't you give the website again and how they can find you, Olivia and Lee? How can people find you?
Okay, well, the website is tachyonwellnesssedona.com, and that's TachyonWellnessSedona. And we also have a Facebook page, which is under Tachyon Wellness Center, and we're posting a lot of videos and informational things. You can go on our Facebook page, and you can find some videos that actually show you the chamber, and there's one with me inside of it kind of showing you how all the components work. Mm-hmm. And you can email us at contact@tachyonwellnesssedona.com, or mm-hmm. you can message us on Facebook.
Or you can send some carrier pigeons because they'll get there for sure.
Right.
they'll be attracted by the energy and they'll find you, right? Guys, I can't thank you enough. I cannot wait to get back up there. We had promised that as soon as I get back from New York, I'm going to head back up there and we're going to do another session for me for sure. And I hope that I get to do as many as I possibly can. It's not right around the corner for me, but it definitely is worth a drive when you get up there. And I think that, and you have nothing else to add to this, I think that we have given everybody here that's listening everything they need to know about Tachyon.
Well, thank you so much, Clarissa. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, here's a last minute question. Just before we go, we got about one more minute. Lee, are you still practicing anesthesiology and pain management, or are you full in on Tachyon?
I'm still practicing pain management in mm-hmm. Texas. So we're splitting our time between Sedona and Texas at this time.
Okay. And then if somebody wanted to have a reading with you, Olivia, just the same information that you gave before.
Sure, they can find me on there, or they can email me at Olivia Hartz, which is OliviaHard, like David, T like Tom, @gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, I think we've been exhaustive, and not exhausted like me, but exhaustive in explaining Tachyon. So everybody, you have been listening to Dr. Lee Griffith and his lovely wife, Olivia Hart Griffith, and everything you will ever need to know about Tachyon Wellness Sedona. Okay, everybody, you know what the drill is. Do not go away, because I've got one more super influencer come to you from Hollywood. Do not go away.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for The Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, you are back in the limelight with yet another super influencer. And whereas Dr. Lee and his wife, Olivia, helped us feel better, we are now going to switch over to looking great, absolutely drop dead gorgeous, because we've got Valerie Noble with us, and she is a premier, top, elite, doesn't get any better creme of the creme makeup artist out in Hollywood, and I love everything makeup. And if you know me, you know I do. So I'm thrilled that you're here, Valeria, because we've got a lot of talking to do. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're so excited to chat. Well, listen, I want everybody to go to Valerie Noble, okay, ValerieNoble.com, and take a look at some of the gorgeous work that this lady has done. I mean, this is really Hollywood at its best. This is A-list stuff. It doesn't get any better than what Valerie, how did you get started? I want to know where it all started and how and why.
Oh my gosh. It started quite a long time ago. I've been a hairstylist for a number of years. When I was in high school, they had a program where you could go to beauty school. So, you know, I was doing my doll's hair and stuff. So at 15, I went to beauty school. And by 17, I had my license. So
Where were you then?
I've been, you know, done the franchise thing, training for franchises, a haircutting franchise in particular. And, just been overall in the hair business for a long time. And mm-hmm. then 20 years ago, I decided to come back to L.A., and I opened up a photography rental studio. And photographers could come and rent the space, you know, to do their mm-hmm. shoots or videos, whatever. And, right. you know, I would also participate sometimes and do the hair. But I always thought the makeup was a little too heavy. Yeah. So a friend of mine encouraged me to just start doing makeup. So I sort of taught myself how to do makeup. So I've been doing makeup now about 19 years.
Wow, yep. Self-taught. I love that. I was self-taught too.
Yep. Well, nowadays it's so easy even more because you can go online and pretty much, you know, learn anything you want to learn. So
I don't even think that, you know, I don't think even the aliens knew that internet was coming when I was a kid. So
exactly. I'm taking full advantage of it for sure.
Yeah. And there wasn't a lot of makeup in the house either when I was a kid because my mom really, you know, it wasn't her thing. So for me, it was always a little bit of a struggle. But I tell the story that when I was young, I had the Sears catalog, and that's the only thing I had. And it came twice a year, Valerie, and it came in the spring and the summer, and then the other one came in the fall and the winter, and that's all I had.
Guess what? I did the same thing.
That Sears catalog.
One time a year, wasn't it the jumbo size?
I think the real big, thick one? Yeah. I think it was because there were more toys in the December issue.
Exactly.
But that's what I had. And so that's where I knew, you know, that's why I looked at, you know, watched the models and how they made up and it's definitely how they pose. So that was kind of my school, if you will. But how is it that you, got to be at the top of your game, and how do you stay at the top of your game? This is an extremely competitive field, and you know that well. You're in Hollywood. You're working with all the top A-listers. And mostly, as I know it, it's word of mouth, the work that you get, right?
It is word of mouth, and you have to develop relationships. So I always mm-hmm. tell people who are starting out, you know, you always assume that if you go to a school or you got your makeup degree or, you know, when you're mm-hmm. getting started, that in a year or two, you'll be able to do the top people. Mm-hmm. And it kind of doesn't work that way. You really do have to prove yourself. Hollywood is kind of a closed community, and it's really small. And you have to build friendships with other makeup artists, because that's how a lot of times you'll get work. Right. And just, you know, build friendships with as many people as you can.
It's also about instilling trust, right?
Because
this is an intimate moment. This is their intimate circle, if you will. When you are, you know, you're touching them, you've got to make them feel great. You know, before an artist can get up and be, you know, give their very best, they have to know that they're looking their very best as well. And so and when I would find a makeup artist that was only that makeup artist I would work with, and I venture to bet the same things happened with you. They won't work unless they've got you, right? They're not going to be happy with second best.
I do have a few people that, I only work with for the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm their personal. So,
what do you do to stay on?
I have to have a friend or two that's a backup, because you might get to the point where you have two or three jobs and you can't do it all. So you need to have a tag team partner also, so that the job that you can't take, you can bounce it back and forth between a friend.
Right, but they move forward with your template. You've already built the template. Right.
Exactly.
They have to do exactly what you've told them to do with the colors and all the rest of it. I'm venturing to guess that that's kind of the way it is, right? Yeah. So this is why you know the A-list actress will trust you and your team. It's not easy to do. Not easy to get your foot in that door, and really not easy to stay once you're there. I mean, so again, that trust factor is really huge.
What do you do,
Valerie, to keep to keep things fresh, to keep them new, to keep them modern, exciting? Do you study? Do you go around to the beauty shows? Do you have time to do any of that, or is it just your creative awareness?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a magazine, a digital magazine called Regard Mag, and we have been, my photographer friend and I have been doing the magazine for 8 years, and we pretty much feature talent that's on TV. So for the most part, I get a lot of practice doing a lot of photo shoots with a lot of top people. So I kind of can keep in practice because I'm working a lot. I work a lot.
And you're probably, how do you just do 24/7 when it comes to award season?
Award season is, it's busy, but not that busy because I pretty much follow one person. And, you know, there might be a couple of extra people, but the one person I've been following has been quite busy. So in terms of all the different award shows, there's a lot. There's a lot, and I've been pretty busy. So,
well, that's extraordinary and very exciting, I must say.
Yeah.
So you get to go to the awards with them.
Much is online, and I still love to pick up a Vogue magazine or get any of the international magazines. They're still kind of around. And it's fun to see other people's work. And on Instagram, you know, you can look and see what other people are doing. So that gives you inspiration and color ideas and, you know, seeing what people are presenting. It's always nice to sort of add that to your repertoire or figure out what people are doing that you don't want to do, too, because there's a lot of makeup being done today that's a little over the top for celebrities. They don't wear the super dramatic look.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching 14-year-olds go over the top with, you know, highlighting and shadowing and, you know, contouring. And man, but my day, that was makeup, you know, that was like advanced makeup.
I almost think that it's almost for these kids, almost like an outlet. And you can almost look at it as they're playing a character, almost like a cosplay thing. Yeah. But in real life, like for real events, it doesn't really work, you know, everyday events and everyday life. It doesn't work. But if you're looking at it as, you know, a fun thing to do, you know, you're playing a character, I think it's great.
Well, when you do something like that as well, it's, what is that, an hour at least to, you know, to put a face on if you want to do it. I mean, it's time consuming.
You know, depending on how often you practice and do it. Some people can get it down and they can do it in like 20, 25 minutes. So,
So I'm going to ask you a couple of, and obviously we don't want any names, but, you know, you've got a lot of coverage and press and kudos and, you know, some of the most, you know, amazing people that you are working with. Once you've got somebody prepared, do you follow them to the actual shows, or they're prepared and then they do their own little touch-ups?
That's a great question. I love that question. Yeah. It's funny because sometimes I'll post somebody that I've done, and then my friends will say, oh, how was the show? Because they assume that I go to the show with. So most of the red carpet events, you get them ready and then they just go. You know, you don't follow them there.
They have their own little touch. I'm sure you give them some of the touch-up stuff to take.
A little lipstick, a little powder.
Yeah,
but for the most part, all the red carpet, most of the TV award shows, they're do and go. So that means we do them and they just go. Yeah.
Give me, again, without any names, and I don't know if you can do this with this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Okay, first of all, the minute you knew you made it, you were in the big time, what happened?
I still don't feel like that, really.
Oh, silly.
It's funny.
Oh, come on.
I don't feel like a big time at all. Not at all.
Really?
There's quite a few big time hair and makeup people that I follow on Instagram that to me, they've made it. And I guess I'm sort of in their category, but it kind of doesn't feel like it.
I guarantee you they're watching you too, girlfriend. I just have a feeling. But with that,
I love you.
No, I'm telling you. I know what I'm looking at here. I've
been
in the business a long, long time. Crowning moment, you probably had a million. You're just too kind, I guess, is the word. You just don't want to say. How about a real nightmare moment? Like, you know, like that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Or I don't know, you showed up late. You know, it was a disaster. I don't want names. I just want to know what the case scenario was.
I can't. I can think of some people that are a little bit difficult because they have their own preconceived ideas about how they want to look. But I haven't really had, because I'm pretty easygoing and I can kind of go with the flow. I've had a lot of experience being behind the chair as a hairstylist. I've had a lot of experience dealing with, you know, energy and different people, and it's pretty easy to deflect,
Because makeup
energy.
Artist really is,
so,
I think that a makeup artist really has that. You're almost like a psychiatrist component psychologist.
I have to say my years of being in the salon really helped me doing makeup.
Yeah.
Because it gives me the opportunity to sort of be able to read people, and then I know how to, you know, you have to adjust. You have to have an awareness to adjust to someone else's mindset, energy, how they're feeling. And sometimes you're not like the best artist, but people consider you the best artist because you're the easiest to be around.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, you put them at ease. And I have to say my top celebrity that I follow around now, she's now, and it's been like 14 years now, but she's been telling me like the reason why she likes having me around, because I stay calm.
Yes. That's huge. Gosh, that's so huge. Because, you know, a lot of the times this is like it's live TV, and it can be really kind of nerve wracking, you know, a lot of that stuff, or it's
absolutely
red carpet, and it's hundreds of photographers.
If you have an artist that's busy, especially nowadays, everybody's trying to be a celebrity, you know, with Instagram, you're trying to whatever, build your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times that can get in the way. And early on, I kind of thought that I had that thought in my head, but I learned very fast that that's not how you endear yourself. If you want to be doing top talent, you have to put yourself in the background. It can't be about you.
Right.
So that's
well,
why
now there's a concept,
said,
Valerie.
Said,
as we go to break, I'm going to remind everybody that it's not always about you. What you do is always about somebody else. It's always about who you're serving. It's always about who your customer is and who your client is. That is a perfect point as we go to break. Everybody, we are in the limelight with Valerie Noble. She is a celebrity hair and makeup artist out in Hollywood, California. Go to her website, valerienoble.com, to take a look at some of the amazing work that she has done. And you know what the drill is. Do not go away, because we're going to be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, everybody, we are back in the limelight with Valerie Noble, an A-list celebrity hair and makeup artist, and she's too humble to tell you herself that she is, so I'm going to do it for her. There you are. Done and said. Done and done, Valerie. Done and done.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Oh, come on now. So listen, I know that you get asked a lot, and I'm going to ask the same question. The brands of makeup that you like to use.
Well, it's funny. When I first started doing makeup, I was, and I still am, I'm a drugstore junkie. I love a lot of the drugstore brands, the Revlon, the Physician's Formula. You know, they actually have been in business a long time, and they have good research and development, and they have top flight products. Mm-hmm. So you don't always have to spend, you know, big money to get good products.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to shout out to CVS because I love their beauty care system. You can go buy it. If you don't like it, you take it back. No questions asked. I've done it many times.
I didn't even know that. That's fantastic.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, girlfriend, I'm going to hook you up. All right. So here's what you do. You go to CVS.
Oh, my gosh.
And you buy some stuff. Yeah. And they have a whole beauty gig going on over there. And,
And
I've done it many times. And I'll tell you something that CVS probably doesn't want me to do, but you know, I frequently am traveling. I am always traveling. I might forget something at home, you know, so I'll go and I'll buy it at CVS and I'll use it once or twice and I can take that back. And I know that doesn't sound like a, you know, really cool thing to do, but I spend so much money there every year. Every once in a while, if I need something, I know that CVS would want to help me out, you know? So yeah, they've got a great, and that you accrue points. And you get money back. Sometimes the coupon comes out. It's $10 off your next purchase, $20 off your next purchase. Oh, yeah, you're going to want to get with CVS.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Well, it's interesting to have that take back feature in order to check a foundation. Because most other colors, your blush, your lipstick, you know, you can always mix and match. Or if you don't quite like it, give it to a friend. But for foundation,
well, how many times
really
have I said, I go up to the counter, I say it's just the wrong color.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It didn't go with my shoes.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah. So skincare, oh, so important because the canvas has got to be, you know, it's got to be nice and clean and squeaky, shiny clean.
I think the important thing about skincare is, of course, you have to clean your face every night before you go to bed, especially you can't go to bed with makeup on. And nowadays, they've got all these fabulous makeup wipes that, you know, if you really can't get to the whole full-on scrub, you can use the makeup wipe to remove most of the grime and, you know, dirt from your face. But I would also suggest that people make sure to do a scrub once a week. And then my biggest thing is to wear sunblock on your face every day, rain or shine. Every day, on top of your moisturizer. So you do your moisture or your serums or whatever you need, and then do a block on top of that every day.
Do you like serums?
I do like serums because they soak in and they really don't feel like anything on your skin. And then you can layer your sunblock or whatever on top, and you don't feel like it's greasy or you have anything, you know, it doesn't feel too much. The serum technology is amazing.
Your favorite moisturizer? The one you kind of love, your go-to underneath a foundation.
I have so many, but right now I'm using Murad. Dr. Murad. Yeah, the Murad product line. Okay. I just love his. And he has a new one called Gel Moisture, and that is amazing. I use that day and night.
Because
I always sleep with a night cream, too. That's another thing. Wash your face at night and then put a night cream on your face and neck.
Right.
You'll thank me later.
Right. I know. I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you now. And what about primers?
Primers, I don't really care for because most of the primers I've come across are made with a silicone and it adds too much slip. And so when you put the foundation, you need way too much powder to set it. Just for me, the primers just, I feel that makeup adheres and has a better shelf life, longevity through the day with just a good moisturizer, a little bit, you know, your sunblock underneath, and then the foundation, and then powder.
And what about primers, eyeshadow
Some people
base.
Swear by primers, but they, for me, they don't work very well.
Valerie, eyeshadow base?
I've tried that too, and I can't say that I use that regularly. So again, I just use a nice eyeshadow with a lot of pigment, and then I just powder this set.
Best mascara.
My favorite mascara is MAC. Has a mask. Although I do like some drugstore brands too, but MAC has a mascara that's called Flaunt. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but it has a mascara. Then it has a dry wand so that you can literally brush the excess off.
Oh.
So that you
can
brush
the excess.
Yeah, it's two in one. It's fabulous.
I like Physician's Formula with the fibers. I need fibers. You know, my age, I've got such thinning going on, and there's, you know, whatever I've got left is I really have to build upon. So I do like the Physician's Formula a lot there. So, well, my goodness. All right, lipstick, and then we're done. Favorite lipstick? I mean, I don't know. I know that that's a silly question because there's a million different ways you want to wear a lipstick, but one that you love.
There's so many lipsticks, and my favorite lipsticks are the matte, cream matte lipstick, because they give you full coverage, and then pretty much when they go on like a cream, and then when it dries, it pretty much dries. So then you can put a gloss on top, you can put a shimmer on top of that.
Right.
You know,
I'm a Dior fan. I love Dior.
Than using a lip liner.
I love Dior.
Set the color. Yeah.
Dior is gorgeous. And then I was always madly in love with Yves Saint Laurent's mascara, because they always had those, you know, nine different colors of mascara. They don't do that anymore. And here's one thing I'm a little annoyed with the whole darn beauty industry about. They took away my eyeliner with a brush. I don't like a felt tip. I'm never going to like a felt tip.
I know.
Damn felt tip away from me. Bring me back my brush.
I know. Makeup Forever still has the cream eyeliner that you can use with a brush. There's a few brands out there that still have it. You might try NYX. They might have it too.
Right. I've done. Not the same. The best one was Yves Saint Laurent. They don't make it anymore. Valerie, that's how darn quickly this interview goes. You and I could talk makeup forever, I have a feeling. We could be here all day.
Okay.
But I'm going to let you go, because I'm sure you've got some beautiful face to go make up, and your creative artistry. And I want to just close with your parting makeup. Let's see, what can I have you leave us with? You should never go out of the house without.
I would say mascara, blush, and lipstick.
Mascara, blush, and lipstick. Always put on sunscreen. Always, 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 even without the sun.
Always, always, always sunscreen, even if it's a cloudy day, even if you feel like you're just running to the store, sunscreen always. Always take off your makeup at night and moisturize at night.
Right. Well, I'm going to end this call. I've got a few seconds left, Valerie, by saying I'm going to be giving away some tickets to Aesthetic Everything. It's another fabulous show that they do in Phoenix, Arizona, and they're going to be doing it at the beautiful 5-star Phoenician Hotel this year in August. So I'm very good friends with the founder, Vanessa Flores, and she has allowed me to give away some tickets. So I'm going to get everybody excited about that. And in the next show, I'm going to be gifting tickets. Valerie, if you'd like to come, you are my guest as well. And I'll let you know more about that as we go on. Okay, everybody, you're very welcome. That's our show, everybody. ValerieNoble.com. Get over there, check out her work. And I hope to be sitting in her makeup chair one of these days very, very soon. Don't forget, everybody,
Clarissa,
go out. You're very welcome. You're so welcome. Oh, and don't forget Regard Magazine, everybody. Go take a look at her beautiful work there, regardmag.com. You know, everybody, we're going to be back next week with two more super influencers that either help you look good, feel good, be good, or live a greater good. And with that having been said, bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.